Today's podcast is sponsored by Simplified Technology Solutions on the web at simplified-tech.com. Simplified Technology Solutions, also known as STS, is your resource for 8.5 upgrades, Domino on VMware best practices, same time, quicker, connections, and more.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 110 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort and I'm here with
Julian Robichaud.
Julian, how did you like the OGS yesterday?
It was great. Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Wow. Okay. I thought today was still Monday. No, the OGS was fantastic. It was, we had the little blogger seats, right, in the front, so we were on the couches.
Couches.
Yeah, that was really kind of fun. So, but, you know, beyond that, everyone saw the same OGS, although I think there was actually an overflow room this year, wasn't there?
I heard there was, and I heard while they did have some problems with the video in the overflow room, that they did, in fact, have an overflow room.
Yeah, and you know, the kind of the usual people that you thought would be on stage were on stage in terms of, some executives and managers talking about some of the products and things like that. A little different this year, at first at the OGS, you're thinking, oh my gosh, they're not talking about Notes and Domino. You know, they did a lot of quicker announcements and some announcements about connections. They have Project Vulcan. But there was nothing about, oh, here's the cool new stuff in Notes and Domino. And that's because there was a whole nother mini keynote that was just about Notes, Domino, and then there was the app dev one today, right?
That's correct. And the new approach has been to have the main OGS, you know, to have the broad-reaching messages and some product demonstrations we saw, right, same time 8.5, and some quicker, I think there was some quicker 8.5 stuff being shown, if I remember correctly, my memory is failing a little bit. And then they have these mini keynotes, as they're called, and they're on the big stage. There was one yesterday with Ed Brill and Kevin Cavanaugh to talk about the Lotus strategy, I believe, and Domino and messaging and Symfony and stuff like that, OpenNTF. And today there was a social computing one as well as an app dev one, and I don't know if there was any more.
I feel like there was. I feel like there's a unified communications one, perhaps.
Yeah, I think there.
But it's tough because you kind of expect to get all of the news at the opening session, right? That's the big thing. But it's really, truly spread out through the week. And you have to kind of, continually keep your ears open and find out, you'll ask people about things and they'll say, oh, well, you got to wait till tomorrow to hear about that. And so, the news really isn't just you get everything on Monday, then you go to sessions. I mean, you really have to kind of keep your eyes open during the week and see some of the other things that are going on to get the scoop about the products that you're interested in.
Yeah, that's a good point, because even on Business Development Day, where they typically give information out to the business partners a little bit early, that didn't happen this year. It was more of, ha-ha, wait for it. So
yeah, and which is neat, because then you're not just getting some short, condensed, here's my OGS elevator speech for whatever product it is that you're interested in, because I'm talking about 100 products. They can really get a little bit more in-depth about the different, the focused mini keynotes.
And I'll tell you, I was part of the App Dev mini keynote, and the amount of preparation and practices that go into those things is pretty intense. You work with writers, you work with the people who run the teleprompters, you work with producers, the guy who does the keynotes, and so forth. And one thing, you may have seen Chris Reckling's blog before. He's posted some pictures showing the stage equipment behind the OGS, and I had the opportunity to go back there today, and I'll tell you, it's like a rock concert. I mean, there's 15 or 20 people back there, including a makeup person, sound guy. They have like the projector right there, projecting on the back of it, right? So they're projecting it backwards, and they have two projectors pointing at each panel on the screen, and the screen is actually being, it's something that they obviously bring in, but it looks to me like this, it's one piece of something.
and now Bruce, just in case anyone didn't really catch what Bruce just said, he was actually in the application dev keynote or mini keynote today, and so you did a video and you were kind of like up on stage. Did you have like any special requirements, like, no red M&Ms or like a special brand of bottled water or anything like that?
Yeah, those are really good questions. In fact, you did have to, stay on message with what they wanted you to stay on message with. To give you an example, we ship, we have an iPhone application, right, an Android application, we could show the Android application on the Android phone. However, the IQ Jam app that we have, we couldn't show running in the simulator because of the terms and conditions of using the iPhone SDK. IBM has some, I don't know, some lawyer somewhere or a group of lawyers that say you're not allowed to show anything except like a real photo of something. So you can't show stuff running in the simulator, if that means anything to anybody.
That's interesting. I actually did not realize that, Bruce.
Yeah. And they can also make type on teleprompters a lot bigger.
Yes, they can. Good. Well, I'm trying to think of, you know, we were talking about announcements and things like that. I mean, I guess the big one is probably the Project Vulcan, which now you and I actually got to get some additional information from hearing from some of the executives through this blogger program, too. And I think one of the interesting things that Alistair said was that Project Vulcan is not a product. So it's and you kind of want to shy away from saying it's a vision or something like that too, because that's just far too vague. But you know, it's kind of a strategy and a lot of tooling around you know, developers being able to have APIs that allow them to you know, again, hard to find words, because you know, if you say mashup applications, then that has certain connotations, and that's not really what you're doing. But you know, really integrate, you know, at kind of a better and deeper level.
Yeah, HTML5, CSS3, OpenAuth. What else did they talk about? Open Social, and there was a couple of other technologies that were addressed. I forgot, but those were the things that, you know, they alluded to with Project Vulcan. And correct me if I'm wrong, Julian, that it's about, you know, web standards and web development. And we don't typically do web development in the Notes client for Notes client applications. Things like XPages applications. If you looked at Project Vulcan, from what I understood, that a lot of the content being displayed in there, was some of that was actually XPages apps in the client.
Yeah.
Well, not the client, but...
But, well, I mean, and that was sort of the, you know, Notes 9 or whatever it's going to be called. It was a new client they were displaying some of the things into. So they would have... They had this new really cool-looking client that they were doing some demos with, and then they also actually showed parity with a web page. So it was in a browser, looked just the same, kind of did the same sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And it's really... You like to see that direction, I guess. I mean, you know, we've always talked about, oh yeah, client and browser parity and things like that. But now I think it's kind of building specifically to an API, which means that you know, the client and the browser can potentially be using the same API, because, like you said, we are talking about HTML5 for rendering and things like that.
Right, and from what I understood, Mary Beth Raven did a demo yesterday in Ed and Kevin's session. And from what I understood, it's still the actual Eclipse rich client platform for the quote-unquote client side, but you could also get the same experience somehow from a browser or portions thereof. So,
yeah. So you know, the other thing that I really liked in terms of announcements, they talked about Lotus Labs and how you know, they're going to be sort of releasing some optional components on Lotus Live. And that are coming from IBM Research, and just kind of little add-ons to the various features and functions they have in Lotus Live already. But you know, the research team is going to be developing these cool things. And what's neat about that is that IBM Research has always been developing really cool things in the background. The problem is, a lot of, you know, if we see them at all, we
at
don't
Lotus
see them for Fear. 10 years.
Or
you see them in the labs, and then, you know, you say, oh, what happened to that? Well, you know, it was in the labs. It was in research. And so now a lot of these things, not only will they probably be seeing the light of day, but they'll be seeing them a lot faster than you know, previously. So that's cool.
So what else, boss?
What else, boss? You know, some Symfony news coming out. So Symfony is, you know, Symfony 3. They in the OGS, they alluded towards the collaborative online document editing and sharing, which, you know, is kind of Symfony-based. And then Symfony 3, what's the scoop on Symfony 3, Bruce?
I thought it was going to be the release that's totally in parity with OpenOffice 3. Is that correct?
I think so, and we'll have to fact check that.
Yeah, John Head, where are you when we need you?
Yeah, But you know, I'm sure it's on the blogs somewhere. I think Ed actually just posted something maybe this morning about Symphony 3.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the screenshots that were shown seemed a lot more polished and refined than what we know. Symphony 1.3 or 1.4, whatever version we're currently on. But again, it's kind of the evolution, and I think that having parity with OpenOffice will take away that decision from organizations that right now may be considering Symphony and OpenOffice, that are saying, well, we'll go with OpenOffice because it's on, you know, it's more advanced and this and that. Having the parity, you know, eliminates that need.
Yeah. Well, and also you have to remember that when they talk about some of these new things, they're not talking about eventually having some of these things available in a year or two. You know, they're talking about with Symphony coming up in the next, you know, several months. And with Project Vulcan, they're talking about doing a beta program, you know, at the second half of this year. And so these are things that even though they may not be available to the general public right now, it's not something that might be coming out sometime in the next 2 years. It's something that's actually, you know, in progress right now and is getting ready for at least beta testing, if not actual release.
Would I be wrong to think that Project Vulcan is also a shot across the bow for something like Air and Flex apps?
You know, it's hard to tell. You know, you kind of hate to assume that it's going to be one thing or going to be something else. And you know, I guess none of us know enough about it right now to be able to say quite that. That might be true. I don't know.
All right. Well, it's back to sessions for me, and I know for you, there's also some press stuff that we have to do. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out with some conversations I had on Monday with some of the Solution Showcase product vendors. So,
all right, good. Well, I mean, Bruce, I know you've been busy down here on the product floor, manning the booth and running around to sessions and doing presentations. So, you know, you're the man.
I am the man. Yeah, and if you want your picture taken with me, come to Pedestal. No, only kidding. All right, so have a listen to these vendors. A lot of them I've met for the first time, and a lot of them I know from the past. They're all good people, and stay tuned because they have a lot of good information. There's some tips from Ytria. Pavone has some information. Core Fusion. This is a lot of people. Boxtone, again, that's one I didn't know about. And a whole bunch of others. So have a listen, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow. So here we are in the Product Solution Showcase, and who are we going to interview? We're going to interview those guys who walk around with the cameras interviewing people about Lotusphere. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Who are you?
Mark.
Mark, what do you do here?
I actually try to capture the mood of the event and let people know why it's a great idea to come to Lotusphere.
So are you the camera guy?
I'm the camera guy.
Right. Who is that guy that looks like... what's his name? Jerry Garcia.
Oh, Bruce. Yeah, I think it's more Animal from The Muppets.
Yeah. So you guys do this kind of thing at what? Conferences, trade shows, company events?
Yeah, for the most part. Actually, we've been shooting for Lotusphere. Well, Bruce used to work for Lotus. We've been shooting for Lotusphere for, I've been 14 years. Bruce is 17 years. I think that's all of them. And so we're back every year.
So how would you describe the people of Lotusphere compared to some of the other tech conferences you go to? What makes us so unique?
Oh, this is a fun group. I like these guys. I don't know. Unique, well, I still can't understand what everybody's talking about, but, you know, that's what makes it fun for me because I'm like, wow, what are they saying?
Right on. Julian, do you have a question?
Oh, well, you know, do you just do this stuff around the house too? I mean, do you practice with your family?
No. Absolutely not. No, the camera goes away when I go home. Yep.
What about Bruce? Does he walk around the house saying, so how are you doing at Lotusphere? No. You guys take the film, and then what do you do with it?
We have two editors that are up in our edit suites right now that are frantically editing the video that I bring them, and then we put it up on the what they call the buzz boards so that people around the conference can see themselves and enjoy that part of things. People love to look at themselves, you know. And we also do pieces and stories that try to inform people what's going on around the conference.
All right. You know, we're getting some really strange looks from people walking by because they know you're the guy who interviews people, and here we are interviewing you. So thanks for taking some time today. to interview with us regarding the great work that you guys do. It's fun.
I appreciate it, and we love coming back, and hopefully we'll be coming back for a lot more years.
Okay. What do you do as a hobby, by the way?
Bicycle.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Here we are today at the Lotus Solutions Showcase at Lotusphere 2010. And we have the guys from Ytria who've been on the podcast before, Eric Hoovenagale and Andre. Andre, I always have a problem with your last name. I apologize. Andre Hausberger. And these are the guys who make those excellent tools that you Note and Domino developers use and should use if you don't. But let's I'm out here to, you know, evangelize their tools. They have some good ideas, no pun intended. But let's first get a hello from Eric. Eric, welcome back.
Hi, thank you. Glad to be back again.
So you guys are at booth number 310 on the Solutions Showcase. And how are things going?
Well, very good. A lot of people. Good time. Very cool.
Good, good. Did you or did you not attend the opening general session?
Well, unfortunately, I missed it this morning, so I don't know who is the special speaker.
So you were back writing new code for new releases of Ytria, exactly. And not partying the night before, right?
Exactly the same, yeah.
Your nose is growing. All right. And Andre, how about yourself? How's Lotusphere going?
Lotusphere is going very well. I'm happy at Lotusphere to receive customer feedback, and it's very exciting for me to see the people who I'm on the phone usually.
Yeah, I saw a lot of chocolate cakes around your pedestal. Do your customers bring you, like, I saw some cupcakes, some chocolate cakes.
Thank you gift, yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty cool. So we got to talk. But let's dive into it, right? You guys found some ideas, believe it or not, on Idea Jam that you feel your product, right, especially the free or light version of your products, can handle. So let's talk about those three ideas. Andre, take it away.
Okay, I found a lot of complaints about the signing in Lotus Notes on IdeaJam, or enhancement requests, put it this way, to IBM. And when reading it, I thought, well, that's exactly what our product does, and it does it very, very well, and we get good feedback. So, for instance, if you're in the designer, you're coding away, and you want to sign the design elements with another signature. In Notes Domino, you know the pain. You have to sign out, change your ID, and then sign it. If you would use Ytria Sign Easy, you just click the icon for Sign Easy, select the ID you want to sign it with, and you're done with it. You don't even need the password or the ID, because your admin could have set it up to allow you to sign it, and everything that you do will get logged. So everything is conformed to whatever standards you have to follow, Sarbanes-Oxley, for instance.
Right. So, which version of IQJam? Now I'm talking about my own products. What version of SignEasy is this?
This is the full version of SignEasy.
Okay. And is there a light version of SignEasy at this time?
With the light version of SignEasy, what you can do, you can audit the signature, which is in fact something that you cannot do with Notes at all.
I want to encourage you guys, right, as someone who runs IdeaJam.net, to go post those things out on the site. If you feel you have a product that can give somebody a solution, right, and you guys have a lot of products which offer a lot of solutions, go for it. So what about number two, Andre?
Number two was about the ability to be able to see all the UI agent on your server so at once, so being able to see the reality. The main issue is, let's say you come back on Monday morning to your job and you suddenly discover that your server crashed down on Sunday morning at 5 because...
4 a.m.
4 a.m., yeah, it's even worse. And so the problem is to find out who's the... Can I say that online? The bastard?
Yeah.
Who crashed your server at 4 a.m. on Sunday, and it does only that on Sunday morning. So with our tool, Agent Easy, what we give you, we give you the ability to scan a full server for all the schedule agent, and so see who schedule when and eventually how much time is spent on every task and everything. And from there, then you can even change, disable, enable, change settings, whatever you want on your agents.
And the name of that product again is?
Agent Easy.
Makes sense. Agent Easy. Gotcha. All right, are we going back to Andre for number three?
Yeah.
All right, Andre, number three.
Number three. Actually, we have three and four, but I will say three.
Wait, I didn't sign up for four, but I'll let you do four. Go ahead.
The reason for four is because number three is free. I read on the net so much of people wanting NotesPeak back. And you don't have to buy a product to get NotesPeak back. In fact, there is ScanEasy out there, and ScanEasy is free in the light version. And the light version of ScanEasy does everything that NotesPeak used to do, plus a lot more. You can do a lot of searches. And it's supported for the latest version of Notes Domino, 8.5.1.
Excellent. Okay, and number four, actually, where do people get that one?
On whitewear.com/downloads, download ScanEasy, register, it's free of charge, and you even get updates on the free version.
Excellent. All right, let's roll on to number four. Who's doing it, Eric or Andre?
Oh,
Andre's getting it. Go.
Okay, imagine you have a lot of old applications, and your old applications are very inconsistent in the look and feel. Nobody wants to touch them. You dread coming in on Monday. With WhiteRear Action Bar Easy and WhiteRear View Easy, you can make your applications consistent. An example for Action Bar Easy, you change your action bar. You have 200 views. It takes you 7 clicks to change your action bar in all your views and all your forms. If you do it without Action Bar Easy, it's 7 clicks for each view and 7 clicks for each form.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's what our customers
say. Yeah, I don't want to break a nail or anything clicking that much.
I just had someone to which I did a demonstration about this product. When he saw that, he almost cried because he didn't had Action Bar Easy and View Easy before. And when he saw that he spent a full week on it where he should have spent only 10 minutes, I was really sad for him.
Cool. Do you guys have a wall at the WhiteRear headquarters of like customer testimonials or...
We have that on the website. We try to put a maximum on the website. A wall is layers where we put the letters we receive, stuff like that. We still didn't receive roses yet, you know, but maybe one day some people will send us roses and gift or whatever.
Well, chocolate cake and cupcake.
Cake. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. I think those words make you blush and laugh. All right. Well, Andre. Andre. Wants another one. Hold on. It's my show.
There's one more thing, listeners. If you use WhiteRear, ignore Eric. Don't send in flowers. Don't send in chocolates. Just recommend our products. We're very, very happy with that. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. And again, Pedestal 310, if I can get this out in time, which I think I can do. So visit WhiteRear. So thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Bruce.
Bye.
Always a pleasure.
All right, so I'm going to head over to Boxtone here, and we're going to talk to Joel Weinschenk about Boxtone here. They're right across from El Guji at Pedestal 623. Welcome to the podcast.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
What do you guys do?
So we are essentially systems management for mobility, so we're helping to make a lot of very big Domino customers have a much better experience with their primarily BlackBerry, but now other mobile device environments.
Define what you just said.
So essentially, it takes a lot of vectors, right? So if you think about when you roll out a large device platform, what do you want to see? You want to see that has a good quality of service. Are people actually having a good experience out in the field and getting email timely? Are they able to use the applications that are on the devices? And can it be supported correctly so that if a problem does develop, if someone actually calls a help desk, can the help desk actually be helpful and solve their problem quickly rather than say, hey, pop your battery or check your signal strength. You know, mobile device users are pretty smart people. They typically run those things through on their own, so they expect some real help when they call a help desk, and that's what Boxtone software enables.
Okay, so where can people learn more about Boxtone?
Just come to our website. It's boxtone.com, and we'd be glad to assist.
Thanks a lot for taking a couple seconds out to talk to us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
So here we are with the fine folks from Prominic with Doug. Doug Robinson and, excuse my reach there, Catherine Emmert. So you guys are in booth number 606 at the Lotus Product/Solution Showcase. So Doug, I know you from what you do, and welcome to the podcast here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So were you at the OGS or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
And did you know it was going to be Shatner?
I had no idea. There seemed to be even fewer rumors this year than usual.
Okay, what about you?
No idea, but loved William Shatner.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He wasn't given enough time.
What would you like to have heard him say? Priceline
negotiator.
All right. Wow, you guys got second careers going. So
a little more Star Trek reference.
So Doug, give everyone in the taking notes world an elevator speech about Promenic.
Promenic, we've been hosting for about.
You've been hosting.
Yeah, we've been hosting primarily Lotus Notes and Domino for about 11 years now, and anything from small services, a development account on the side, up to big installations for customers who don't want to deal with it.
Okay, cool. How about you? What do you do for Promenic?
I'm the sales girl.
You're the person I've spoken to?
I've spoken to you. You primarily have probably dealt with Mark, but yep, I help Mark with sales.
Okay, good. All right.
I'm the cheery voice that answers the phone.
You think so? All right, well, you guys, if you want to come down and visit Promenic, it's pedestal number 606. They are wearing maroon shirts with a bright white logo that looks like a P with an asterisk. Okay, the letter P with an asterisk. And they're top-notch hosting providers in the Domino world, so come check them out. Thanks.
Thank you.
So now I'm at Pavone's Pedestal, number 727 on the product solutions floor, with Ingo Ferdman.
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm awesome.
So what's Pavone doing here?
We're giving away the best geek shirt of the show.
My shirt?
No, that shirt. The Pavone shirt.
Oh, so let's check this out. So it's a Pavone shirt. It's black. And what's on the back? Can I pick it up?
There is nothing.
There's nothing on the back.
No.
So you're just giving away this blue shirt.
Yeah, we're giving away this wonderful shirt that says, hello, my name is at username.
Oh, so I thought that was like a sticker. Okay, so it's got a sticker on it that says, like Olaf Ingo said, hello at username. That's very cute.
Yeah, isn't it?
Cool.
Yeah.
So what are you guys, selling / demonstrating here?
Well, we're selling CRM, project management, workflow management tools, but this time we focus on the geek stuff, like tools for admins and developers that sync between databases, data between databases that don't share a replica ID, so all the cool stuff for the geeks.
Wow. And I see here you're an IBM Lotus Awards winner. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. We've won the Lotus Award for the best open NTF contribution, which is wonderful. We contributed the task management to open NTF, and this award is just beautiful.
Congratulations. I should learn more about open NTF. That's really great. So congratulations on that. So they're at pedestal number 727, and I figure now that since we got a little snippet in from you guys, maybe I can get one of those shirts, right?
Of course you do.
But we're going to have to keep recording, so you can give me the shirt, and I can walk away with it, so I don't hang up, and you say, well, Bruce, no, the shirts are only for, whatever.
Here is the shirt. What's your size? Is it
XL.
XL. We also have 2XL, so everyone can come and grab a shirt.
All right. Well, it's Pavone Pedestal 727. Thanks, Ingo.
Thanks, Bruce.
So here I am with John Carini of iEnterprises. John, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bruce. It's great to be here.
Hey, I think I saw not only you up on the OGS stage this morning, where you were pimping your mobile solutions, and you had this BlackBerry phone you were holding up, but I think you also won something else.
Yeah, we won Best in Lotusphere Showcase, and I don't know about the pimping word, though, Bruce.
So did you smoke some of that stuff that was in the backpack?
I know nothing about that.
That wasn't scripted, was it?
No, it was completely unscripted. It was a really nice conversation we had among the partners on stage. So it went really well, even with the references to illegal substances.
So, John, what did you win Best of Show for besides your good looks?
Just my good looks. That's it.
I think you're good looking.
I don't want to go there, Bruce. We won for iExtension CRM, which is our flagship Lotus Notes-based CRM product. And we're proud to get it. It's the third time the product's won Best in Show.
Well, congratulations. Where would people go to learn more about it while at Lotusphere and after Lotusphere?
www.ienterprises.com is the place to go.
Excellent. Well, thanks, John, and we'll see you around the show.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Take care.
So here we are at pedestal number 602, Core Fusion, with Pete McFerrin and Cindy Pock. Pete.
How are you?
Good, how are you? You're a little nervous?
Maybe a little bit.
Just a little bit. Cindy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
What do you guys do?
We're a hosting company, secure managed hosting, primarily the Lotus products, IBM, WebSphere, Domino, QuickPlace, same time, Quicker, same time.
What makes you guys stand out above the other hosting vendors here?
Predominantly, it's the managed services that we provide. So, you know, providing the full service from everything from the operating system, the application platform, right through to providing all of the accessories and services around it at one price.
So if my memory serves me correctly, and I'm getting old, yeah. You guys just celebrated your 10th anniversary.
We did. Last year was our 10th anniversary.
So why did I remember that?
Why didn't you?
No, why did I?
Oh, why did you? Because we've been here every year for 10 years and telling everybody that this is our first anniversary, our second anniversary. So you know, because we keep talking about it.
All right. So I'm going to turn to Cindy and ask Cindy, what's your favorite things to do at Lotusphere?
Party.
All right, party, and what else?
Meeting with people, leveraging the technologies and the information. I was quite impressed with where IBM is going as far as looking at industry-focused solutions, looking at the business goals, the challenges, and determining how do we find the right solutions among the community, the Lotus community, in order to deliver what the customers actually need.
Did you rehearse that?
Not at all.
Wow, you must be in sales.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Pete and Cindy, thanks for spending a couple minutes with us on the product solution floor, I think it's called now. Absolutely. And what pedestal again?
602.
And corefusion.com?
Absolutely.
So 602, corefusion.com, they're on the end. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
I'm just walking around the product solution showcase here, and I just saw the BCC pedestal at number 627. And my friend Olaf, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So what you guys selling here today?
Yeah, we're selling Client Genie, BCC admin tool. It's all about node administration tools, automate nodes administration, and making Domino management more secure and more reliable.
Uh-huh. So your product names?
BCC admin tool, BCC Client Genie, and BCC Mail Protect. So it's for mail management, administration, and client management.
So I think the last time I saw you was like iLog, maybe?
Maybe.
So where would people learn more about BCC other than pedestal number 627? Website?
Website, www.bcc.biz.
Yeah, I know I didn't come by and prep you, and I thank you for taking the time. If you come by the pedestal, give your notes client a free facelift. So what's this all about?
A facelift means that you can exchange this more ugly workspace in a more fancy workspace with this actual Lotusphere theme, where you have I don't know what this is, a yellow sun or a yellow moon, I don't know. I hope it's a sun.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a moon to me, but...
Oh, yeah, but sun would be better, brighter, more warm.
Okay, so visit, like you said, www.clientgenie.com/free.
Yeah.
Enter download code BCC2010.
2010, yeah.
Right, and what's going to happen then?
And then you get a download, and you can install it with the installer, and you can install this facelift version.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Olaf.
Thank you for stopping by.
So here I am at the Acceler booth with none other than Yancey Lint.
Well, I'm eating. This is great.
Isn't that the best way to go?
It is, Bruce.
So give me a 60-second demo of your product. Go ahead. Go.
Go. Management of your...
Hold on. Your breath. What are you eating?
Almonds. They're salty almonds. What can I do?
I mean, couldn't you, like, first finish before you start talking to me?
Well, you're the one that just shoved that thing in front of my face.
All right. So go ahead.
We have workflow. A workflow platform. We have data integration products and an administration tool called SA Plus. We also have Marvel Client that we also sell that does advanced client management.
What's that mean?
Advanced client management? Total control of your notes client.
Okay. So where could people find you?
We're at booth 232.
I think you need to learn that.
I do. You're right. I should have a cold. I should have it written on the back of my hand.
You know, I mean, since you guys burned our retinas out last year with those bright, what color were those shirts?
Oh, the shirts? Yeah, and the blinky pins. We still got the blinky pins.
I do like the Kelly Green color a lot better.
Yes, very nice.
All right, well, thanks, Yancey.
A little more professional, I think.
Oh, you always look professional.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for your 60 seconds with Bruce on the Taking Notes podcast today.
Take care, everyone.